Attention, this ain't your mama's sports cast. You're listening to the Livingston County Football Kickoff with hosts Buddy Morehouse and Tim Robbins.
Welcome to the Livingston County Football Kickoff. I'm Buddy Morehouse, and I'm joined once again by Daily Press and Argus sports editor Tim Robinson. Tim, how are you?
Just fine, buddy.
Well, great. We've come to the end of the high school season in Livingston County. Our two playoff teams lost last week. But before we talk about that, Tim, I think it's time that you and I publicly eat a little bit of crow for some predictions we've made in recent weeks that have just not panned out. And I'm going to begin with myself, because last week I had an absolutely horrible week and beat the pros.
You did.
I did. I finished 4-11, and yeah. You almost have to try to be that bad.
Well, it takes a lot of bad luck and a lot of teams that don't go your way. And I think, in soccer they talk about 50-50 balls. You got to win the majority in order to win a game. And I don't think you got any of the 50-50s.
No, I was absolutely horrible. And I made a prediction a couple of weeks ago. I went on record saying that I thought that the BCS championship game was going to come down to LSU and USC. And I don't think we're going to be seeing USC in that championship game. So that was a pretty bad prediction.
Well, yes. In retrospect, yes.
It was.
At the time, it was a good pick.
So I sit before you, a humbled man. And along those lines, I also think that you need to acknowledge that your observation a couple weeks ago that perhaps Michigan State was the third best team in the Big Ten might not have been all that great an observation.
Yeah, in retrospect, it did not pan out.
Well, that's right.
Michigan State has shown quite the ability to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, or, as we say, come from ahead to lose.
Right, exactly. So even though we've established that you and I don't really know what we're talking about when it comes to football, let's delve into it anyway.
Sure, why not?
Okay, sounds good.
Next, we'll talk about politics.
Maybe not. The high school season did come to an end on Friday for our Livingston County teams. Howell lost to Catholic Central. Fowlerville lost to Adrian. Did you sense, I know you were at the Howell game, did you sense that it was a crushing defeat, or because it was so lopsided, did it maybe, I don't know, did it soften the blow at all for the Highlanders?
Well, it seemed to. There was just no way, after about the first quarter, it seemed that Howell was just had the same ability that Catholic Central did, and that's nothing against Howell. They were a pretty good team this year, but
right.
After the game, the players were all saying, "Well, geez, one player said if we played them 10 times, they'd probably beat us 10 times," and he was exactly right. And
I thought that was a very classy move on their part, though. They seemed to handle the defeat with a lot of class.
Well, players tend to handle it a lot better than those of us who aren't involved, because they know who gave 100%, and sometimes 100% just isn't going to work. But it's easier if you've given your 100% and can sleep knowing that you did. As opposed to, parents and fans who are, who don't have a direct impact on the outcome.
Yeah, exactly. And Fowlerville, they also had an excellent season. It ended disappointingly. They lost to Adrian.
It ended a lot sooner than they certainly thought, and I think sooner than a lot of people thought.
But Adrian was a pretty good team, though.
Adrian was a good team, but they took advantage of a couple of Fowlerville mistakes. Two interceptions led to touchdowns. There was a snap over the head of the quarterback that led to a safety. That's 16 points there, and Fowlerville only had 14. So,
right.
Right there on the face of it, it's tough to overcome.
Yeah, hopefully they're not going to lose sight of the fact they did both have excellent years.
They finished
8-1 in the regular season, and that's pretty spectacular.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, now that our two teams are out, Howell and Fowlerville are out, who's left in the state playoffs that we should still care about?
Well, there's Novi. Novi also was a KBC champion this year. They co-champ with Howell. They will play at Stevenson, a team that...
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good, but Brighton gave them all they wanted, I think, a couple weeks ago. That was a 14-0 game. Stevenson fumbled the ball twice inside the 10. It probably would have been 28-0, but still, it was a lot tighter game than Stevenson had played all year. And Novi is a team that, throughout the season, hasn't been flashy or spectacular. They've only run up... I don't think they've run up more than... They haven't hit 30 points this season, but they always find a way to win.
And Lakeland is still alive from the KBC.
Lakeland is still alive. They're playing Harrison. Harrison has all that tradition behind it, but they're 7-2 this year. So, it's an opportunity for Lakeland, but you never know.
Right. And then in Fowlerville's league, DeWitt is still...
DeWitt is playing East Lansing. East Lansing ran over Linden last week, and DeWitt had a hard time with Hazlett, a team that Panthers have beaten easily during the regular season. So that shapes up to be a pretty good game, too.
Okay, so still a few teams that we can watch with interest then.
Sure.
week to challenge our pros and show them what you got. Look for a Beat the Pros forum in your daily press in Argus. And now, back to Buddy Morehouse and Tim Robinson.
College ranks then. We've come to the Civil War week in Michigan. We have Michigan playing at Michigan State, and I think that the two teams have seemed, at least in recent weeks, to be heading in opposite directions. Michigan's rebounded from the disastrous first 2 weeks, and they've run off seven in a row, and as you said about Michigan State, they're just finding ways to lose.
They do. You know, Michigan the last 2 weeks has fallen behind and then come back to win. You know, when you're down 10 to nothing to Minnesota, that's not a good start.
Right.
Minnesota hasn't shown the slightest inclination against to beat anybody. Michigan State, again, they were up by two touchdowns at halftime last week and managed to give that game away. So the last time these two teams met, it was an overtime game, 34-31.
The last time they met in
East Lansing, yeah. And, you know, I think it's one of those games where When they put on the helmets to play each other, there's a little extra jump, a little extra passion, and
I really don't know what to expect from this game. I think Michigan's going to win it, but I really don't know what to expect on this because Michigan State is not as bad as they've shown the last couple weeks.
Well, no, and you know that's the thing I think that frustrates Spartan fans the most is that there's just no way they should have lost to Iowa. There's no way they should have lost to Northwestern, and yet they found a way to do it. Michigan, meanwhile, has been struggling with injuries. They've had injuries all through the offensive line. Chad Henne sat out last week. Mike Hart's been out the last 2 weeks. Probably if you're a Michigan guy and can walk, you'll probably be in the lineup on Saturday. I don't think, you know, these are two teams that kind of put the coal to the fire. And I think you'll see both Hart and Henne, and you'll see, hopefully you'll see an inspired effort from both teams.
Well, I'm going to be picking Michigan to win that game. Who are you going to pick between Michigan and Michigan State? Who do you think is going to come out on top? Have you gazed in the crystal ball yet?
Well, you know, my crystal ball still once in a while picks up Andy Griffith reruns, so it's on the fritz a little bit. But I think Michigan probably will pull it out. I would not be surprised if Michigan State won.
Yeah, it would not be a shock if that happened. There's also the chance Michigan's now finally starting to get a little of the big head again after the disastrous start, and they might be looking ahead to Ohio State.
I don't think so.
They've
struggled so much that they really can't. They haven't really dominated anyone except for Notre Dame, and that was about a month ago, and Purdue.
Well, in the second half against Minnesota, they handled them pretty easily.
Yeah, and that's the point. I think that there's plenty for to keep Michigan humble for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, I guess that remains to be seen.
And there's plenty more to keep Michigan State humble.
Oh, yes. Well, now on the national scale, if I were to revise my BCS picks now that USC is... And I just need to say, who would have thought after the first 2 weeks of the season, if I had said, Tim, when we get to the end of October, Michigan is going to be ranked ahead of USC in Florida, you would have said I was crazy.
I would have.
Exactly, but that's where
I would have had
now,
a good time saying it, too.
Well, I know. You still say that, but you would have had more cause to do it. But that's where we're at right now. Michigan is ranked ahead of both those teams. But if I could revise my BCS pick at this point, I still think LSU looks pretty good. And I think Oregon, I mean, that loss to Oregon, Michigan never should have lost 39-7 to them, but that's not looking quite as bad now because that's a good team.
It is a good team. And, you know, they beat USC last week. They still, I believe, have to play Arizona State.
They play Arizona State this week. That's going to be a great game.
Arizona State's been the big surprise team. They're still undefeated. They beat Cal last week, came back to beat the Bears. And this is their first season under Dennis Erickson, who I think everyone thought last year was going to spend the rest of his career out in Idaho, which that lasted 1 year. He came to Arizona State, and he's really turn that program around.
They're undefeated.
As is Hawaii.
It's good. Yeah, Hawaii's played nobody. They are not this year's Boise State. If they get into a BCS game, I think they're going to get beat pretty easily.
We'll see.
Well, turning on to the NFL then, at the beginning of the season, you wrote a column where you went week by week through the Lions' schedule and you predicted what their record was going to be at this point. Did you predict that they were going to be 5-2 after seven games?
No, I predicted they would be 4-2 after six, which I thought was pretty good. Then I figured they were going to lose.
Everyone thought they were going to lose at Chicago,
Yeah. So, but, you know, 5-2 is... you know, it's ugly, but they're wins, you know, and these are wins the Lions weren't picking up a year ago. So perhaps the Rod Marinelli philosophy is starting to pay off, you know, where you just kind of work each individual play and try to make that happen. I think the thing that if I had told you this at the beginning of the season, and you would have called me nuts if I would have said, buddy, you know, the Lions are going to be 5-2 and they will not have thrown a touchdown pass for the entire month of October.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they're finding ways to win, and, you know, good on them. I mean, you know,
good teams do that. Playoff teams do that.
We've suffered through a lot of not playoff activity and some really bad pro football the last 5 or 6 years. So it's good to see a turnaround.
And they should. I think they're playing Denver this week, and I think they're going to win that game. I think they have some tough ones after that, but Denver has not looked that good this far this season.
No, they haven't. You know, Dre Bly got burned for that big touchdown last week. I imagine that'll be a topic of conversation, I'm sure, if Dre's available. You know, Dre used to play for the Lions and left last year after in a trade in the offseason. One of the people the Lions got rid of.
With a lot of bad blood, though.
A lot of bad blood, yes.
Yeah. So that, who are you going to be picking in that game, Denver or Detroit?
I think I'm going to take the Lions at home.
Okay. So we both agree they should move to 6-2. Is this a playoff team? Is it too early to say that now?
No, it is too early.
The NFC's
to say
not
that
strong.
It's
though.
Not that strong, but not yet.
So a lot can happen.
If they go to 9-2, then I'll say yes.
Okay, then you'll find
you're going to have to finish above 500.
Okay, Mr. Courageous is going to wait till they go 9-2 before he makes a prediction.
These are the Detroit Lions.
Well, that's true. You can never forget that.
Yeah, that's right. You have to keep that in mind. And it's a struggle every week. You look at a team, and most teams are 5-2, and they're going to play. And, oh, yeah, well, I'll take them. But with the Lions, you just go, well, I'm going to have to think about that a bit.
Exactly.
But they're making it, at least they're making people make choices now. It used to be pretty much a lead pipe cinch, loss. Not a problem.
Right, now you got to think about your picks.
That's good, and that's good. Thinking is good.
That's what we want. Well, even though our local teams are out, there's still a lot of football left to go, and we're going to be back next week to talk about it on the Livingston County Football Kickoff. So for the Livingston County Football Kickoff, I'm Buddy Morehouse.
And I'm Tim Robinson.
We'll see you next week.
Comments or program suggestions to info@livingstondaily.com or join us on StoryChat at livingstondaily.com.